It's college football talk now, and I had to play my War Eagle theme song. Auburn should not have any problem with Ball State. My question to you, Alabama, will, I know you don't want to talk about those two games a lot, but are they going to struggle and really see that they got problems, or are they going to beat the breath out of ULM?
Well, it depends on if they're going to be able to play some run defense, because ULM and Brian Vincent, who was the former interim head coach at UAB and offensive coordinator before that, all he does is run the football. He just runs it down people's throat. And if Alabama looks the same way they did last week against the run, they might be in for some trouble.
Well, I will tell you this. Nick Saban's first year. You know who beat him? I'm not saying it's going to happen by no means. I think they come out and play well. However, I'm going to say this. If Alabama, and I'll go ahead and play this for you, Bal. If Alabama is going to get better every week and put that loss last week behind them, I think they're still a very good football team. Here's what they've got to do. I don't think their problems, to me specifically, are more on the defensive side of the ball. I'm like you. I think that was a lot of effort, non-effort. But offensively, they got to start running the football.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if you're playing ULM or if you're playing Georgia or Auburn or whoever. If you're not going to run the football, you're not going to win.
You can't be one-dimensional.
No.
And Ty Simpson's not this Heisman-winning quarterback. You can't just put it in his hands 50 times a football game and expect to walk out of there with a win. He's a talented guy. He's a talented quarterback. But he's not going to put a team on his back and win a game.
Go back and look at this last weekend. Teams in big games, teams that won, okay? Auburn, they ran the ball well, but they threw it when they had to, okay? Look at Ohio State, same way. They ran the ball. They threw it when they had to, even though it wasn't. But I'm talking about LSU. Look at Miami. Miami threw it with Carson Beck, but they also ran it very effectively. You're right. The only team, and Florida State, how about them? I mean, they were pretty balanced as well. The only team that I can think that really won that didn't have a great rushing attack was really LSU. But I think that was more of the fact that Clemson was just
so good up front.
Yeah, and then they were also abysmal on offense. I mean, they couldn't score. So let's talk about some of these other matchups that you want to talk about. I'm rambling on, and this is Bauman's show.
All right, so you got 11 o'clock, and you wake up when you make up in the morning, get your cup of coffee, kind of set up in front of your TV, turn on some pregame stuff. You're gonna have some interesting matchups. Nothing huge. You're not gonna have the big game. That's at night. But the first big games, you're gonna have Illinois and Duke. Number 11 Illinois taking on Duke at 11 a.m. on ESPN.
I think Illinois wins this game, but I'm going to tell you something. Illinois is not they shouldn't be in the top 15. I'm sorry. Brett, puke it up, Bilema, or whatever you want to call it. I'm not sold on him. Now, there's one guy that'll mash it down your throat in a New York minute. He loves to run the football.
Yeah.
But I just don't think playing in the Big Ten or whatever you want to call it now with 18 teams, I don't know. I'm just not sold on Illinois.
And people forget, or I guess some people do, that don't pay attention to the NIL stuff, that Duke has the highest paid quarterback in college football. Darian Mensa came over from Tulane.
Yep. And I'll tell you something else, too. They've got a pretty good coaching staff there, too.
Yeah.
Now, this game is being played where at Duke?
It is, let's see. It is, come on, ESPN. It's at Duke.
That's what I thought. So, you know, I'm not saying Duke's going to win this game, but I don't think this is going to be a pushover game. I like Illinois, but not as the 11th team in the country.
Yeah, I think Illinois is a little overrated. People talk about the returning production and kind of get sucked into that and don't look at the teams around them. Illinois will probably win this game due to that returning production, but I don't think they're the top 11 team in the country.
All right, be honest with me when I ask you this, and this is how I feel about rankings. If Illinois played Auburn right now, who would win?
Auburn, probably, the way they looked last
week. And Illinois ranked 11th, and Auburn's not in the top 25. I'm not saying we should be. I'm just saying I just don't believe in that ranking stuff right now. All right, who's next?
Another 11 o'clock game, the rivalry game for these two teams, Iowa and number 16, Iowa State.
It's kind of like two mules fighting over a dead turnip. Who really gives a fat rat? I shouldn't say that. I mean, on paper, Iowa State should win. Don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, I mean, Iowa was abysmal last year offensively. They didn't look great this year offensively in their first game against a pretty subpar team. The quarterback that everybody rants and raves about that they got from South Dakota State, Mark Gronowski, he looked awful. I'm not sold on Iowa until they prove to me they can actually run a coherent offense.
The best part of their team in the last several years has been their punter.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, he set the record for punting yards in a season a couple years ago.
That's because he got that many opportunities, okay? I mean, come on. But I like Iowa State here. What else you got?
Let's see. Let's scroll down the page a little bit. Ole Miss and Kentucky at 2:30 on ABC.
Hey, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think this game, and I'm looking at it as well, this game is at Kentucky. Kentucky is not an easy place to play. Especially they do better there at night, but this game being 2:30, I like Ole Miss in this game, but be careful. Be very careful with this one. I think Mark Richt can really he can coach. And I'll tell you now, Kiffin gets in there and goes for it on fourth down about 16 times. It could be a long day, but I still like Ole Miss. I think their talent is just a little bit better.
This is the game last year that kept Ole Miss out of the college football playoff because mm-hmm. last year you were talking about SMU, Alabama, South Carolina, and Ole Miss. And had Ole Miss not lost to Kentucky, it would have been no argument. It would have been Ole Miss right. in the playoff because they had the worst loss out of any of those teams left.
And remember, that was at the Grove.
Yeah.
This is in the Commonwealth, okay? So, I still like Ole Miss here. I think Lane Kiffin and them get it done.
I like Ole Miss as well. I'm worried about Austin Simmons threw two picks last week, but I was not happy with what I saw from Kentucky's offense either. Zach Calzada looked abysmal with what he's done at Kentucky. And then, I mean, he hasn't looked great in his time in the SEC outside of that one time he beat Alabama.
Yeah. So we both like Ole Miss. Who you got next?
The Border War.
Yeah.
Kansas and Missouri.
This is ugly football. I'm sorry. Now, Kansas got up off the snide a couple of years ago and got their program a little better. But Drinkwitz, and I'm not crazy about that name, but you know what? he can coach pretty well. I think Missouri has got some weapons, but can they have enough to replace what's his name at receiver?
Luther Burden.
I mean, he was everything for them. I don't know. I still think Missouri wins this game. This game is at Missouri as well. That'll help.
I'm with Missouri as well. I look at Kansas. I love what they have at the quarterback position in Jalen Daniels, but last year he was awful. He threw 11 interceptions last season, cost them a lot of football games. And going into Missouri, his first real test of the year, I understand he is 7 touchdowns to 1 interception ratio, but he was playing Fresno State and Wagner. I look at him to go into Missouri, struggle like he did last year against some tougher opponents, and Missouri gets the best of them.
All right, so where are you going next?
We are going to go South Florida and Florida.
Yeah, this is fishy.
Very as a fishy. Bama fan, it really is fishy.
It's fishy, okay? I, you know, believe it or not, I watched some of the Florida game last week because my daughter-in-law is a huge Florida Gators fan, and I had it on for a little while. But, for a while, they got in a funk. And, I mean, if you think about it, they were playing Long Island last week. I was looking for tea to be at the end of that.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted a Long Island tea, but Florida just looked flat for a while. But, however, this game is going to be played in the swamp as well. I just don't know if USF is ready for that stage or not.
I think they're ready for the stage, considering the opponent they played last week being Boise State, beat them 34-7. And I know Boise State's not the same team anymore, because Ashton Gentry is no longer with that program. He's in the NFL playing running back for the Las Vegas Raiders. But Byron Brown looked really good at quarterback for USF. If you're Florida, you got to take his legs away watching him last year. I actually went to the USF Alabama game. He is not a great passer. If you can make him throw the football and take away his legs, Florida will have the recipe to win this football game. I do think it being played at the Swamp benefits them as well. If you can jump out to an early lead, I don't think USF's going to have the ability to get back in that football game.
Yeah, I like the Gators.
Next game, David, we talked about this earlier in the week off the air, Arizona State, Mississippi State.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is one I think the SEC might take it on the chin here. I don't know that Mississippi State is ready for this. You gotta realize, I will say this now, Mississippi State played a very good Southern Miss program last week and come out, squeaked out with a win, but I know this game is at Starkville, and it's a different time zone for Arizona State and all, but I just think Arizona State wins this game.
Arizona State has too much talent on both sides of the football for them not to win this game. Mississippi State last week, 119 penalty yards. That's last in college football for penalty yards after week one. Arizona State had 93 yards of penalties. That's 130th in college football. So both teams played pretty uncharacteristic last week with those penalty yards. But as you said, Mississippi State looked a lot better than they did last year. They were easily the worst team in the SEC all of last season. I think they give Arizona State all they can handle, but the talent at quarterback Arizona State has in Sam Leavitt and the receiver that I think a lot of people forget about in Jordan Tyson are too much for that Mississippi State defense to handle.
I totally agree. Where are we going next?
Next, the big game of the day, Michigan and Oklahoma.
You know, I really think that you may disagree with me here, but when you look at Oklahoma's schedule, they played Illinois State last week. Next week, they're at Temple, and then they've got their former quarterback in Auburn coming to town. They're looking to that game. They are really looking forward to that game. Do they overlook Michigan? I don't think so, but I'm going to tell you, I just don't think Michigan is there yet.
I don't think they're there yet either. Bryce Underwood looked great last week. Granted, it was against New Mexico, but those are the games you want to see for a freshman quarterback. He comes out and proves himself and doesn't kind of crumble under the pressure. Justice Haynes, the Alabama transfer at running back, was outstanding, 159 yards and 3 touchdowns. Wish we'd have used him at Alabama like that, but Shamar Moore is going to run the ball down Oklahoma's throat. I just love what Oklahoma has on that defensive line and that defensive linebacker room. And then the one thing Oklahoma's going to have to get better at is running the football. Last week against Illinois State, your star running back transfer from California, Jay Knott, was held to one carry for negative 3 yards, and then Javonte Barnes had 7 carries for 9 yards. That being your two-headed monster, you have to get them going and give John Mateer something to lean back on, because we just talked about it earlier. You can't be a one-dimensional football team and win a football game majority of the time. When you're playing a team like Michigan, who is stout defensively, you just sling the football around the field is bound to cause issues.
All right. Was that your last game for us to
That's
talk about?
That's the last game.
Now, I got two things I want to talk to you about. We know there's going to be one SEC team that's going to get a loss in that Ole Miss-Kentucky game, okay? But if everybody else wins, do you realize we'll have 13 out of 16 teams still undefeated after 2 weeks?
That's pretty good for SEC.
That is. Now, you talked about the Florida Gators. Can I tell you they better get it right Saturday, tomorrow? You know why?
Why?
Their next 4 games, listen to this, at LSU, at Miami, Texas at home, and at Texas A&M. Florida does have, all the critics will tell you, they have the hardest schedule in the nation. At LSU, at Miami, Texas, at Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Georgia, at Kentucky, at Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Florida State. There's no cupcakes in that. I'm sorry.
Not a lot of room for mistakes either.
There is not a lot of room, so they better get it right tomorrow. I will tell you this one other thing, too. Next week, we'll have a lot to talk about. Listen to some of these SEC matchups next week. You'll have Alabama-Wisconsin, which will not be a bad game, I don't think.
Hopefully.
You'll have Arkansas-Ole Miss, okay? You'll have Florida at LSU. You'll have Georgia at Tennessee. Kentucky has a cupcake. You will have as I mentioned, Ole Miss and Arkansas. You'll also have Vandy in South Carolina and Vanderbilt, yeah, playing South Carolina, and Texas A&M at Notre Dame.
That'll be a good game.
So next week we're full of a lot of games that we could call game day, okay?